Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The 38 Letters from J.D. Rockefeller to His Son, Perspectives, Ideology, and Wisdom, presents a curated set of ideas commonly associated with John D. Rockefeller through the lens of father-to-son guidance. Framed as letters, the book offers a structured way to explore themes that made Rockefeller a symbol of disciplined enterprise, financial prudence, moral responsibility, personal conduct, and long-range thinking. Rather than functioning as a conventional biography, it reads as a leadership and character manual, using the intimacy of family advice to translate big topics into practical principles. Readers can expect reflections on work ethic, handling success, developing judgment, and the social duties that accompany wealth and influence. The collection format makes it approachable in short sittings, while the underlying worldview invites deeper consideration of how values shape decisions. Whether you come for business insight, historical perspective, or personal development, the book aims to connect ambition with restraint and achievement with service. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, character as the foundation of wealth and influence. A central thread in a father-to-son letter format is that money and status are unstable without a stable inner life. The book emphasizes that reputation, trustworthiness, and self-control are not cosmetic virtues, but operating systems for everything else. In Rockefeller-themed guidance, character shows up as punctuality, honesty in small matters, and a disciplined approach to pleasure, speech, and commitments. The letter style helps communicate that values are not abstract slogans, they are habits repeated when no one is watching. Readers are encouraged to think about how integrity compounds the same way capital does, slowly at first, then decisively. The topic also addresses the temptations that accompany success, including entitlement, impatience, and carelessness with relationships. In this view, a person should be as intentional about building a moral record as building a financial record. Practical takeaways include setting personal standards, keeping promises, choosing friends wisely, and treating every interaction as part of a lifelong ledger of credibility. The broader point is that influence earned through consistency is more durable than influence purchased through display. Secondly, discipline, work ethic, and the craft of self-management. Another major topic centers on discipline as a learnable craft rather than a personality trait. The book positions consistent effort, orderly routines, and focused priorities as the hidden machinery behind large outcomes. In guidance attributed to Rockefeller's mindset, ambition is paired with method, showing up early, mastering details, tracking results, and improving systems instead of relying on bursts of motivation. The letters framework supports a practical conversation about managing time, energy, and attention. Readers will recognize an emphasis on avoiding waste, limiting distractions, and treating work as a responsibility to be honored. This is not only about productivity, but about shaping the self into someone capable of carrying heavier burdens. The topic also highlights the role of patience and delayed gratification, suggesting that the willingness to forego short-term pleasure is a competitive advantage. For modern readers, this translates into setting clear goals, building repeatable habits, and developing the ability to stay calm under pressure. The overall message is that success is less about extraordinary talent and more about ordinary discipline executed for a long time. Thirdly, money principles, frugality, stewardship, and long-term thinking. The book's financial wisdom tends to focus on stewardship rather than flashy accumulation. Through advice oriented to a son, it underscores that wealth is a tool with responsibilities and that the habits that create money are different from the habits that display money. Frugality appears as strategic restraint, spending less than you earn, avoiding vanity purchases, and making decisions that protect future flexibility. This topic also emphasizes long-term thinking, including saving during good times, preparing for downturns, and treating risk with respect. The letter style encourages readers to see money management as moral management, debt, speculation, and impulsive spending are framed as threats to independence and character. Another element is the importance of understanding value, pricing, and the discipline of accounting, not merely as business skills, but as clarity tools for life. For contemporary readers, the principles map onto budgeting, investing with patience, and distinguishing assets from liabilities. The broader lesson is that financial security is built by consistent choices, and that the purpose of financial strength is not excess, but the capacity to serve family, employees, and community with steadiness. Fourthly, leadership and business judgment, people, systems, and reputation. Beyond personal habits, the book explores leadership as a mix of judgment, fairness, and operational clarity. Advice in this vein highlights that businesses grow when leaders understand both people and processes. The letters emphasize choosing capable partners, rewarding merit, and maintaining standards that make an organization dependable. Reputation is treated as an economic asset, When clients, suppliers, and employees trust you, negotiations become easier, costs fall, and opportunities appear. The topic also addresses the importance of learning from mistakes without collapsing into blame or arrogance. Decision-making is portrayed as the ability to weigh facts, anticipate second-order effects, and remain steady when emotions run high. Readers can draw modern applications in management practices, such as clear expectations, consistent feedback, and building systems that reduce chaos. The worldview suggests that leadership is service and responsibility more than privilege, and that the leader's personal conduct sets the tone for the entire operation. In short, the book frames business success as the result of principled behavior, careful planning, and respect for the human relationships that keep any enterprise running. Lastly, purpose, faith, and philanthropy. Using success to serve, a final key theme is that success should have a moral destination. In Rockefeller-associated narratives, faith, gratitude, and giving are not side activities, but guiding principles that shape how wealth is earned and deployed. The letter's format lends itself to discussing why generosity matters and how charitable action can be organized thoughtfully rather than impulsively. This topic emphasizes that giving is both personal and strategic, personal in compassion and responsibility, strategic in creating lasting benefits through planning, accountability, and measurable impact. It also highlights humility, suggesting that money does not grant moral superiority, and that life satisfaction often increases when resources are used to reduce suffering and expand opportunity. Readers may find this section valuable for thinking about legacy beyond financial inheritance, the inheritance of values, example, and public good. Practical applications include setting aside a consistent portion for giving, supporting causes aligned with personal principles, and viewing philanthropy as a discipline that requires research and follow-through. The overall message is that wealth is most meaningful when it strengthens communities and reinforces a life of purpose. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who enjoy leadership lessons presented in a personal, reflective tone, entrepreneurs, managers, students of business history, and anyone seeking a values-based approach to ambition. It can also help parents and mentors who want language and frameworks for teaching young adults about responsibility, work ethic, and money. The primary benefit is practical clarity. By emphasizing character, discipline, stewardship, and service, the book encourages readers to build habits that improve daily decision-making, reduce financial stress, and strengthen relationships. Its letter format makes the ideas easy to revisit, which supports real behavior change rather than one-time inspiration. Compared with many modern business books that focus heavily on tactics, this collection leans into enduring principles, the kind that remain relevant across industries and economic cycles. It also stands apart from standard biographies by framing insights as guidance, which can feel more applicable and personal. If you want a concise, principle-driven companion for building a life that balances achievement with integrity, this is a worthwhile purchase and a strong addition to a personal development shelf. If you would like to support J.D. Rockefeller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.